This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Maria Muriel.
Serge is number one for the paint. Yes, he's made all of the business beautiful in Little Haiti. Serge.
Marie Jefferson owns a botanica in Little Haiti, and the Serge she's talking about is the artist Serge Toussaint. Serge's murals adorn innumerable storefronts and even the big Catholic church in the neighborhood, Notre Dame d'Haïti. Almost all his works pay homage to Haitian culture, and some work as billboards at the same time. The New York Times recently published a piece about art coming to Little Haiti for Basel season, but Serge's traditional Haitian art has been around for more than two decades. Last week, I found him working on a mural off Northwest 54th Street, a main road in Little Haiti. We talked about art, heritage, and change.
So I've been driving around Little Haiti, and every mural that to me looks like traditional Haitian art, all of them have your signature.
Exactly, because if you notice it, I'm an artist, a Haitian artist. I could paint any other thing, but I want people that come from out of states, when they come to Little Haiti, when they walk up in here, they have a sense of I am in a Haitian community. That's the reason why I see most of my murals in Little Haiti has something to do with Haitians.
Serge takes a lot of pride in that, and he thinks the artist expanding Wynwood's contemporary style should respect Little Haiti's flavor.
But nowadays, what I notice is that most of the stuff that's in Wynwood, they're coming up here. I don't have any problem with all the artists. But if you're coming to my community, Little Haiti, you have to mingle your artwork with something that's related to Haitians.
I used to live here for a few years, or when I used to drive around, I would see murals that look like your work, and now I just walk down there, and it's covered up. It's a different business.
If someone else will rent the building, you got to accept that. They're going to have to take it down because the mural is not forever. But what I don't like is you take my work down and have somebody else put something on
there. He's angry about a wall he painted during Art Basel last year. It's been painted over now.
The mural was it's like something I represent Little Haiti. It says, welcome to Little Haiti. And then they had a view of somebody fishing, a nice boat, a beautiful woman with the hair braid. I mean, some Haitian culture work. If you go right now to 62nd and Northeast 2nd Avenue, look what they put on there. That's offensive.
But he's still repping Haitian culture. Right now, he's painting a mural tribute to his forefathers.
Like the heroes that fought for Haiti's freedom.
It's on the wall of his friend's building, which is going to be a store selling Haitian-inspired clothing.
He also do works that related to Haiti. His clothing stores, his shirts about Haiti and all that.
So it's a mural, but it's also like an ad for the business, right? Is that a thing that happens in Haiti?
Right. This is, you know, because the Haitian people like colors. You understand what I'm saying? And me as an artist, when I paint, now I don't only paint for you to see a view of Haiti. I also want you to know that that's what's going on in that particular business.
But do you still consider then your murals art? They're not just an advertisement?
I'm an artist that paint. Something that if you cannot afford to go to an art gallery, but if you're looking at my work, it's not only has something to do with the business, it's also a beauty of art, Haitian artworks.
But it goes beyond that.
And Little Haiti is like a lot of people speak English. I mean, the majority of people here are probably Creole. So if you have a business, first of all, you don't understand the language. So if you paint something that's related to what they do, that get the person that the knowledge of what's going on in that particular place. So that's how you see the stores. I paint the soda bottles, the Pepsi Surge, the Coke bottles, the cigarettes. But that you don't need to know how to read. You already know it's a store. Like if you go to a barbershop, there's some barbershops I painted. A dude with nice fade. You don't even know how to read. You know that's a barbershop.
Serge makes his living painting those storefront murals, and he was working on the forefathers piece every day last week.
That's gonna be an awesome mural, man. It's one of my best pieces.
But he says it's not because he's trying to time it to be ready for Art Basel.
I'm not doing just because of Art Basel. I'm doing this to make a statement. So this is something that's going to stay there for years to come.
You can see photos of Serge Toussaint's works at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Maria Muriel.